Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, let's do it again. With a little bit of better vibes tonight. The Yankees win. Put it in the books. The Mets win the series. And we've got a lot to unpack from these games tonight. Dial 888-808-1019 one time if you're trying to talk to me. I don't like the way I was feeling during that Yankee game. Ben Rice bailed him out. And my favorite Met, El Troll, Francisco Alvarez. He's back in the New York groove, and you got to be happy for a young man that locked in, did what he had to do, came back, and is playing hero now. The Blue Jays streak ends, and the Mets win streak begins. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which way should we go? To the victor go to spoils, right? I think we start with the Yankees just because it was a bigger win. I know the Mets won the series, but I feel like the Yankee fan is like, win of the year every week. That's the win of the year. That's the win of the season. That was a must-win game. The Yankees had to have that win. They fought back. They found a way to win tonight. Now, I feel like Ben Rice bailed them out. And if he doesn't have the heroics that he had, we would feel a lot different about the Yankees right now. They were something like 10-17 against the American League East. I think I also heard tonight that they just snapped a 9-game road losing streak in the American League East. And the Blue Jays had an 11-game home win streak. And that's all done now. That's all done now. Cam Schlittler, I'm cool with that young man. I like the look of it. Good enough, man. This is a young guy who in his second start is able to go 5 innings, 7 hits, 2 earned runs, strikes out 3, walks 3, good enough. I mean, early in the game, Jazz Chisholm Jr., he hit that bomb and it's like, yo, he's dialed in. If you guys follow Jazz on Twitter, I'm not sure exactly what prompted it. I think it was just very loud. The noise was very loud around the Yankees. Aaron Boone went on Talking Yanks today. We'll play a little bit of him getting fired up with John Boy and Jake. The noise around the Yankees was very loud, and one Jazz Chisholm came out and said, AirPod Jazz is back. And I'm like, AirPod Jazz? I'm like, is this an Apple product placement? And then he doubled down. He said, that means I can't hear nothing. I'm deaf. I'm just here to play ball. And so when you see Jazz yeet that ball like that, when you see Jazz hit that three-run bomb, it's like, well, something worked for him. And we needed that. It was right away. It was in the first inning. We absolutely needed to feel something as a fan base that is just down and just worried. And you've got Max Scherzer on the mound. What a pal. That fastball got absolutely cooked. And that's Jazz's 18th homer of the year to put the Yankees up 3-0, where you feel pretty good about yourself. And then, of course, the pesky Blue Jays are able to get one on the board in the bottom of the first. But then we go some time until we get to the point where, yeah, you got to bail these guys out. Saved by the bell. Last night we talked about Cody Bellinger not being in the game, and I had an issue with it. I did lean on the numbers against Gausman, and I understood it, but I don't want to understand not playing your best players against the best team in your division that you're chasing. Cody Bellinger should be in there every day. He plays four different positions. He's a plus defender. He's on a heater. And I guess you could say the day off worked for him because he came through tonight. I mean, obviously with the glove, but he had three hits and a homer. And I don't know. When you see Cody Bellinger, it just makes you think about a lot of different things with this team. The guy can play first. He can play all the outfield positions. He's got to be in the lineup every day. He loomed large in this game. But yeah, there was a couple little things, man. Like Yorbit Vivas goes to his left, hops up, can't make the throw, pulls Ben Rice off the bag. You're like, come on. Nobody can play third. And then like Ben Rice is obviously not Paul Goldschmidt at first. So it makes you value Goldie. We'll get to Goldie a little later in the night. I owe Goldie an apology. But yeah, as you're watching this game, it's almost like you know that the Blue Jays are pesky. They're not going to go quietly. You know that like their style of play on that turf, they are just waiting for a mistake. And they got it. Yeah, they got it. Anthony Volpe, come on down again. You know, Volpe's throw, and we got to talk about this. It's getting to the point now where it's in Volpe's head that he's struggling. He is the whipping boy. He is the conversation. It is reaching a national level, bro. I saw a video. I don't even know who it was. It was a Hispanic player at the All-Star game, and they had one of those big-ass Geico gloves. And in Spanish, and it was like one of those videos that just pops up on your TikTok. In Spanish, he mouths to whoever's recording, this is the kind of glove that Anthony Volpe needs to use. Anthony Volpe now with 13 errors is all the way up there. After last night, Aaron Boone told you it was just three or four plays. And I told you last night, there's just three or four plays that we can remember in Toronto in the four-game series that was, and now these two games. But yeah, Volpe is up there with 13. He leads all of baseball. It's him and Willie Adames. And you can live with Willie Adames because Willie Adames is going to hit home runs and produce and has been in the league for so long anyway. When Volpe lets that ball eat him up and you see him kind of messing around with it in his glove, he doesn't field it cleanly, and he comes up to throw it, don't make it more difficult on Ben Rice than it needs to be. That ball skips short of Ben Rice. He's not able to pick it, and now we're in trouble. That looms large. That is something that they would pay for because in that same inning with Tim Hill on the mound, obviously with the bullpen as well, it gets a little shaky. Tim Hill, his usage is up there. Let me see. Max Goodman reported that Tim Hill now has been used in 48 games this year. Only six other pitchers have appeared in more games. So always going to Tim Hill, it's almost like didn't go to Tim Hill in the World Series when you were supposed to. Now you always go to Tim Hill. I'll give Boone a break. I'm going to pat him on the back in a minute. But, you know, this Volpe thing is in everybody's mind. You think it's not in Tim Hill's mind? Of course it is. And when he gets that out and Volpe doesn't make the play, it's like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. And then what happens? Those pesky Blue Jays, they end up scoring and running. And John Schneider, Pinch hits Davis Schneider to face the side winder. Davis Schneider doubles. Miles Straw is motoring. He's the fastest guy out there. It's 4-3 Yankees. And then what happens? Jonathan, low expectations, replaces Tim Hill. And as soon as I see Johnny Lowe warming up, I'm like, FML. I have no faith in him. But that's his role. That's where he's going to come in. That's how they're going to use him, even though he's been terrible this year. Even though they need to send him anywhere. They have nothing. They need to make a move tonight. They need to add tonight. When I get to the Mets, I'm gonna explain something with David Stearns and how he is constantly tweaking and changing things and how that helped the Mets tonight. Like, that man is working right now. He's probably working right now, going to go to bed, wake up the next day, tomorrow, and make some type of roster change or adjustment to try to help the Mets. He is always figuring and tweaking. It's like a Rubik's Cube or something over there. I need Cashman to start twisting the Rubik's Cube. Anyway, that bad man, George Springer, Yankees killer, he singles, and he's fired up. He ends up on second base, hooting and hollering, yelling and screaming. You can hear him in New Britain, Connecticut. The game is tied, and I'm starting to fall ill. I'm starting to get sick. I'm starting to worry. I'm starting to say, why do I have to feel like this? Why do they find a way? Why is it Volpe again? Another error. And it's a throw. Like, we have to talk about this because I can't do this in October. I can't do this the rest of the season with games on the line and plays that need to be made. He's a major league level shortstop. These are routine plays that have to be outs. And it can't be that you're skipping the ball. Throw the ball at the guy's chest. His face. Do not make it more difficult. Anyway, moving on. I'll spare you. You watched the game. You just had the recap. You know, by the time Luke Weaver comes in there, Luke Weaver's pitch count runs up, and I'll pat Boone on the back for going to get Weavy. I'll pat Boone on the back for knowing, hey, he's hit 30 pitches, and he's got these two outs. Let's not risk it here. We're going to Ian Hamilton. And I learned today in the postgame, he called Ian Hamilton Hammy. You know, Booney and his E nicknames, Hammy. Now we got a Hammy. I thought it was a stretch when they called Oswaldo Cabrera Cabby. Now Ian Hamilton is Hammy. Anyway, Hammy gets it done. Retires George Springer. And I'm like, all right, come on. Because you know it's time for the airbender. And Devin Williams, man, to think we've gotten all the way to this point with Devin Williams, where Devin Williams, we have to believe in him. It is still a little bit shaky. You are a little worried watching him on the mound. Vladdy comes up, slaps a single through. You're like, all right, here we go. Time run is on. All right, how do I skip over Ben Rice's heroics in the top of the ninth? I feel like I said it already, and you know. Obviously, Benny Blanco arose. He was due. And he faces Jeff Hoffman, and that homer he hits, as much as we want to talk about championship DVDs, as much as we want to talk about having too many guys and not enough positions, he hadn't homered since June 24th. That is about as big of a homer as you can hit when you consider where we are in the division and that team rolling and in their building needing to get a win. Man, I loved it. I loved his... the way he pimped it and, like, chucked the bat. I'm like, wow, that was cold-blooded. So, of course, you get to Devin Williams in the ninth. And the airbender is going. Strikes out Bichette. They have a little pitch comm issue. And we all know now that, like, you know, Devin Williams unlocks something by calling his own game. And Addison Barger, here he comes. And he hits the ball in the gap. And, of course, saved by the bell. What the bell? What the belly? Bellinger is there. And, he's able to get Alejandro Kirk chasing the airbender, strikes him out. Yankees win, and you're able to just exhale and say, okay, okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Losing streak versus the American League East. Losing streak in the Rogers Center ends. And you've got Max Fried coming back from his blister injury. And you hope that he's lights out tomorrow. Now, there was a little bit of a scare with Aaron Judge. I don't think it's going to be anything. But in my chat, they're talking about it. I don't expect it to be anything because Judge is Judge. Like, Judge is, he's going to make these faces. He's going to wince. He's going to show some, like, you know, pain in the game. But I guess there was a point in the game. Sweet baby Jesus says in the chat that it was around the sixth or seventh inning. He threw the ball, made a really bad face. He looked like he might have twisted his wrist, but he stayed in the game and the Yankees won. Now, you know, I said I was going to give credit to David Stearns. I am very interested to see what he does at the trade deadline. But, you know, as I'm preparing for the show every day, I follow all of these accounts and I follow the Mets account and I have alerts on their accounts. And I feel like every single day they put up those big graphics that say roster moves. And it's like, okay, what do we have here today? We have made the following roster moves. Starling Marte is back. Jared Young is optioned. The Rico Garcia podcast. He's back. After just quickly going to Atlanta to sabotage the Yankees, Rico Garcia is back in the Met uniform. Kevin Hergert, thank you for your service. We'll hit you up when we need you again. They option him after he was solid last night. Justin Garza gets recalled. Chris Devinsky gets DFA'd. Brandon Waddell gets optioned. What I'm saying is they don't have much of a pen at all. The Yankees don't have much of a pen either. But it seems like David Stearns and the pitching lab, they are consistently working on it. It's musical chairs. It's up and down. It's this guy, that guy, mixing, matching. Maybe it's because of the matchup. Maybe it's who they're facing. I'm sure Mendoza is in collaboration with them. But, you know, noticing how the Mets make all of these moves before we get to the deadline where they'll ultimately make some moves to shore up their bullpen. I mean, you got to feel good about what you see tonight. So we'll get back to Rico Garcia in a minute. But, you know, the top of the Mets order, the Fab Four, the Met Quartet, the Flushing Four, the big money guys, they're still struggling. I feel like Lindor, who actually debuted his Cafe Con Lindor show today with Action Bronson, Bronsolino, that's a good first guy to have, especially for something like that, because you guys have all watched you know, Action Bronson on Vice and his food show. I'm blanking on the name, but he's a great guy to have to sit down and talk. But as I'm watching this, I'm like, wouldn't this have been cooler if they called it Cafe Con El Capitan? And I'm like, what is wrong with Lindor right now? He's in the worst stretch of his career. He's hitless, I think, in his last 30 at-bats. If I go back to my notes, I'm like, damn, what is it right now? And I'm like, maybe it's in his head that he thought he was going to be named captain over the weekend. That video leaks. It goes from David Wright to Lindor. Maybe he was thinking, wow, I'm going to be a part of this. Wow, it's my turn, my time. They forgot about the raccoon stuff. They forgot about the thumbs down. They remember what I did last year, putting the team on my back. I'm struggling right now. He continues to struggle, but so what? You've got other guys in the bottom of the order, the baby Mets, these young guys that are getting it done. I got to start with Francisco Alvarez. Yes, my favorite Met, El Troll, the best. Man, I like the story of him going down to AAA, working on himself, and being committed to doing what he has to do to get better, not having an ego, not being so cocky and so full of himself to be frustrated and pout and say, I don't belong here. I'm better than Luis Torrens and Hayden Sanger. No, go down there and get right and don't do it in front of the spotlight. Don't do it, you know, in front of these fans that they'll boo your ass. For real, this is New York. It's tough. And, man, he was close to hitting a homer last night. The homer that he hit tonight, like his swing is right. He's doing it behind the plate. He's able to tie the game for the Mets after Jorge Soler had the solar power solo shot. No biggie. No biggie for Frankie Montas. And then Nolan Chanuel doubled and sent Luis Renjifo. How about Luis Renjifo? He's balling. I think he's got like six hits in the series at the you know, as the nine hitter. But yeah, ultimately the Mets are able to tie the game. And then all you need is one more run. And Brandon Nimmo singles to drive in Ronnie Mauricio. And then you got to get, I think, like 10 outs from the bullpen. And, yep, Frankie Montas was solid. Like, not for nothing. Like, I expected him to be trash going back to his rehab and Triple A, whatever. You can't really judge that. But I'm going off of when Frankie was a Yankee. He was garbage. I mean, he's throwing 97 at, you know, the end of his outing. He's able to go out there tonight, 5 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. But now he's ramping up. Now he's been pitching for a while. He got up to 91 pitches tonight. You'll take that. You'll take that. He's got 3 wins. And then, you know, the Rico Garcia podcast, Rico Garcia comes in and strikes out 2, gives you a clean inning. Reed Garrett comes in, and you feel good about Reed Garrett. He goes an inning and a third with 2 strikeouts, and you're able to hand the ball to Ryan Stanek for the save, and yeah, a couple hits, but he gets the job done, and you don't have to use Edwin Diaz. 43,000 in attendance at Citi Field to see the Mets take the series against the Angels, to see the generational Juan Soto get doubled up. No, I'm just kidding. To see generational Juan Soto stealing bags. I'll give Soto credit for that. I think that's what happened when he did get doubled up. Oh, and they had the kid caster on the call out there. But yeah, Juan Soto's sneaky. He's got his career high season total stealing bases. And it's kind of like, you know, he's a walk machine. He's also leading Major League Baseball in walks. He's over 80 walks on the year. So he kind of lulls you to sleep, you know, the walk machine. And then before you know it, he's taken off and he's on second base. So, yeah, Juan Soto's got 82 walks on the year. He's out in front by a lot. Rafael Devers is at 74 in second. Shout out to Rafael Devers. The San Francisco Giants are undefeated with Rafael Devers playing first base. He just didn't want to do it for the Red Sox. But, yeah, what else from this Mets game, man? I just think the vibes are right when you can overcome Pete Alonso struggling, Francisco Lindor struggling. It's a team win. Like, I think I had in my notes in, like, maybe the seventh, bottom of the seventh, Mets leave them loaded. Lindor and Alonso both strike out. And they're in bad ones right now. But you can't hang your head because you're finding ways to win. And how about Brett Beatty? I was calling him Brett Beatty Bonds. He was Brett Brooks Robinson tonight, making plays at third. He had one that he made for Reed Garrett. And I'm like, they're not trading Brett Beatty. He's looking too valuable right now, really coming into his own. So, you know, even Mauricio getting on base, the Mets win, and they have a new 3-game win streak. And some folks are pointing to another character. No, not a McDonald's character, but a backyard sports character called Pablo Sanchez. They're saying this is the Pablo Sanchez effect on the Make It Happen Mets. He's the GOAT to you? I never played that game.
In backyard baseball, yeah, he was the best.
Well, he was at Citi Field a couple days ago, and they haven't lost since.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.